One to the, two to the,
three, four, five.
Bruh.
Me, me, me. Hello, world.
Hello, hello, hello.
Don't be sweet now. Messing up my intro. That's all right. Guess what day it is?
It's podcast day.
Bruh.
So everything. You just gonna snatch everything.
You asked the question. I was answering the question.
Wow. All right. That's what's up. Okay. That's cool.
You fed me coffee.
You got Starbucks right there.
I know. This is what happens when I have coffee.
Oh, you up and alert. Okay. Got it. All right. Well, episode 42. 42. Miss Glam, how you doing? Clearly amped up and annoying, yes. Right?
No, not annoying.
What are
awesome
you?
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce. That you are. I'll give you that. All right. So are you ready to get into the weekly delight?
I'm very excited about my weekly
delight. Oh my gosh. Let's wait and see.
So excited.
I'm so being sarcastic, but it's cool.
It doesn't make a difference. You are not going to poop in my cereal today.
Aww. Anyways, weekly delight.
Yes.
Where you take a person, place, or thing, inspirational quote. It could be food. It could be mimosa. You know what? It can't be mimosa because they don't exist anymore. But nonetheless, something positive will get us through the week to get us through Friday. And with that being said, Miss Glam, you're up first.
My hairstylist is back.
Is she officially in town?
Yes.
Like off the plane.
Yes.
At her house.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
She is back.
Has she said to you, appointments open?
We are coordinating a time.
Okay.
And mostly it's just me.
Boy, you're going to act so
yes,
just
I'm
extra
gonna be
when you get
swinging.
There.
Swinging. I'm back on my regimen.
She going to hate you. She going to hate you day one because she's like, oh, this girl is so extra. I'm missing California. And she over here just skipping because she's happy I'm back.
I'm happy she back. The struggle is real.
Listen, you maintained. You know, shout out.
Yeah,
you
had shout out to Sissy.
Yeah,
she
did
me
a good
maintain.
Thing. Yeah. Aw, you know, this sounds repetitive. You sure she ain't gonna go for three times?
No.
She
can't leave
up.
Me no more.
Well, you handled it. You G'd up. You look a little rough.
You don't understand.
But, no, I'm just playing.
A girl and her hairstylist.
It ain't for me. Just chop it all off. Start all over.
No.
I am my own barber.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I trim my own hair. Do it all. One stop shop. I can leave and not worry what's going to happen to my hair.
Mm-mm.
My hair come with me.
<Mm-mm>.
Okay. Well, that's what's up.
What's your weekly delight?
My weekly delight. So you made
me.
You made fun of my Jaguars last week. So I'm celebrating them this week.
They lost.
No, but they celebrate 25 years.
But they lost.
They had an epic Legends Gala.
Yes.
So
and they lost on the 25.
That's irrelevant. Listen, it doesn't hurt any Jaguar fans' feelings. We know this. That was a given. It was, if we won, we would have been surprised.
So the Saints are better?
No, they're not. They're not better than us in my heart. But in reality, yes, they are.
I just need to
they
get
have
that.
A way better record. Yeah.
We just had to get that out on the air, recorded.
You're not
so
going
to
shame me. Listen.
Can hear that his wife is, you know.
What? Being
not
realistic?
Yes.
Not
going to. Loud.
Listen, if you're a Jag fan, you know, but the loyalty is strong. We bleed teal for a reason. We know how hard it is to get a team to the city. We're going to appreciate it because we don't need them moving out and going to a different city. You know what I'm saying? There's not going to be no LA Jaguars, okay? No London Jaguars. It's going to be Jacksonville Jaguars. We have good seasons, bad seasons. We take it all. 25 years, though. I've been a 25-year fan.
Me too.
Lies.
I have supported them.
You have supported them.
Yeah.
In and out.
Go Jaguars.
Shut up. I don't even feel it. Get off there. Anyways, they had a Legend Gala. All the players from past seasons. Great music. 69 Boys. It was just a great place to be. Energy was high.
Rah, rah. Go Jags.
See, now you pooping in my cereal.
Mine was better. My hairstylist is back. Nothing tops that.
Sure. All right. Are you ready to get into the topic?
What's the topic?
How much baggage is too much baggage?
One bag.
For the plane or life?
For life.
Okay. Okay. Dudes, listen up. You only got one flaw, okay? And if it's already in your looks, just walk away. Anyway, so How much baggage is too much baggage? Pretty much, you introduced this topic to us. Shout out to Miss Glam, finding some pretty cool topics. It's about Gucci Mane and his lovely bride, Keisha Kaur. It started with a post. Snoop Dogg decided to honor Black Love, and he wrote this post about them. He actually put their wedding picture out there, and underneath the picture was this caption. Everyone wants this, but what y'all forget was she was with Wow Gucci, on drugs Gucci, cheating Gucci, in jail Gucci, publicly with other women Gucci. Spell publicly right, Snoop Dogg. Spell it right. This is Gucci after therapy, rehabilitation. This is a streets man groomed in his 30s after he's been at his lowest. Point is, this is a rider who knew what she was signed up for. You bitches. Can I say bitches?
I don't see why not. We had a whole episode.
You bitches is with the next after a couple fights. And someone put underneath it, yes, sir, my wife is my secret weapon. Oh, no, this is him, right? Is this him? I don't know. But somebody put under there, yes, sir, my wife is my secret weapon. Anyways, Gucci Mane, Wild Gucci, drugged out Gucci, cheating Gucci. That's a lot of Gucci.
Yeah, but Gucci got a lot of money.
You're saying that it makes a difference being with a dude with all this baggage if he got money.
For
That's
me,
what you're saying off top.
For me, no.
Okay, what you saying?
But I think some women will stick by all of that if they got Gucci type money.
So it's about the money?
Yes and no. It makes it a little bit bearable. For me, no.
Okay, so that's a good question. If he had money, would I stick around?
Gucci money. $1 million money.
I mean, how much is his net worth?
I don't know.
I gotta look that up. Hang on, 2 seconds. How much is Gucci Mane worth? Because that makes a difference. Because I know I would be Jay-Z net worth. For sure, 100%.
You'll stick around for Jay-Z money.
I mean, just make an album. Lemonade. What's the problem? More money. Net worth. $12 million.
You stick around for $12 million?
Then let me Google Jay-Z net worth. So, no, I will not stick around with Gucci Mane for $12 million, but for Jay-Z's $1 billion, you can do whatever you want. Just so we're clear. Listen, real talk. Okay, so let's be serious. Okay, so clearly shallow me said it's about the specific dollar amount. $12 million is not enough to embarrass me. I make my own. I live comfortable. It's not $12 million, but I do all right. My bills are paid. I eat what I want. You know what I'm saying? So for that alone, I get my peace of mind, right? But for $1 billion, you can do flips and tricks and all kind of stuff wrong, and I'm gonna take you. I'm gonna take you, flaws and all, every day, all day. I'm just keeping it 100.
What if you don't have a prenup? You can get
half. You're not leaving me. I don't give a darn. You're not leaving me. You're not leaving me.
What if he do want to leave?
Okay, good luck. I'm gonna be that crazy. I'm gonna go to jail. You're gonna have to have 12 restraining orders, and I'm still coming through the house. So she gonna have to get comfortable. We can do that too. So I'm gonna wear the shirt. You know what? Remember the episode? I'm gonna wear the shirt. She can have the red bottoms, but I'm staying at the house. That's
what. But seriously,
you can try to kick me out. My shirt's gonna say you can try to kick me out, but I still got the key. I'm not leaving. You're going to have to drag me out.
So you're going to put up with all the foolishness.
All the foolishness.
For $1 billion.
For $1 billion.
That's your price.
That's my price. So far, unless there's someone who got more billions than,
but for $12 million, you ain't staying with Gucci.
Nah, man.
You're not living
that life. I might stay with in jail Gucci, because I can spend your money while you're behind bars. But once you get out, I'm like, he back. In jail Gucci I can do. $12 million. To be clear, jail Gucci I can handle. But all the other Gucci's, nah. Keep that over there. You know how you said one bag? That's
the bag. The jail bag.
The jail Gucci. I'll take jail Gucci for 100. Oh gosh. But yeah, real talk, listen. Some women are built to handle that. Meaning, some women, you know, they feel like they can change a dude. They, like I said, she saw the potential. There are women out there, see that, and are about that lifestyle. They're not new to what they're getting into. This is not unusual. Now, it'd be great if you didn't do it. It's almost kind of expected with that lifestyle. I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying that there are certain women that say, I'm okay with a bad boy. And with a bad boy comes a lot of bags.
No, I'm not built that way. But I can't deal with the foolishness.
For the ones who are, I mean, why we gotta be bitches if we don't, you know, like your shit? Like, I have a problem with that, Snoop Dogg. Because why we gotta be bitches, Snoop Dogg?
Because he bought that life.
Yes, I understand. For the women who do and stick around, I do agree. You need to reward them heavily because, you know, they're going through a lot to be with you. And they're trying to help you be the man you need to be. I ain't got that much time. I need you to be, you know, damn near good to go when you with me.
I think there are differences. It's different when you get someone who they struggle to communicate, you know, they have baggage like that, but that's a different type of baggage.
Right.
His baggage was hurting her.
Is
cheating
it?
On her
was
publicly.
It? You sure them dollars weren't drying her tears?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, listen, no, I'm going to go with what you were looking at before we started a podcast. When he went to jail, what was the foolishness that she was doing?
They ate at the same time, worked out at the same time, woke up at the same time. They were on the same schedule when she was at the house and he was in jail.
How? Who got time to research what you doing in jail, bruh? Let me know when you going to the yard. So I'm going to go to the yard and do some push-ups. No. You don't need to know what I'm doing.
I'm out here living my best life.
I'm out here spending your money. That's what I'm doing. Driving your cars. That's what I'm doing. I'm not. What are we eating? Am I eating what you eating?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. Ain't no way. That's a rider. You know what? That post was meant. She a rider for real. I'm not a rider. I'm a ride your cars, but I'm not riding like that. No, that was too much. She being extra. But you know, $12 million was her price. That's what I'm understanding. That was her price. But listen, real talk. There are some men out there that they may not have been raised to know how to treat women right. There are men out there come from homes that didn't get to see what the ideal family is supposed to be like. They were raised to maybe treat women disrespectfully, or, you know, he's a rapper and he's in that lifestyle. I'm not saying you have to be a rapper to be in that lifestyle, but this culture of calling women bitches and, you know, treating them a little disrespectful and having side pieces and all this stuff. Not mistresses, because they're the
evil incarnate or something
evil
like that?
To the institution of marriage. But nonetheless, all these side chicks, whatever you want to call them, disrespectful names is what it is, but having all these relationships on the side, but she's the main person, but she's not made to feel special because you're not putting her on the pedestal that's deserved, and she hangs around anyway. They don't know, and so they kind of have to go through all that. I'm not excusing it. You know, somebody's got to do the job, and some women are okay with that. I'm not okay with that.
No,
but
okay
at any point in time, if I were her, I could tap out when I want to. And I should not be made to feel bad about quitting on you because I took a lot, right? Some of women are okay with molding men and being there to get to the finish line. I'm the type of woman that I don't mind influencing you, but you are already good to go. I'm just influencing you to be better than what you are now. That's the type of person I am. I'm not saying you got to be perfect, but I can't have 12 bags. You come to the house with 12 bags. 11 got to stay where they came from. You come to the house with one box. That's it. And that's all I can handle. Because I got issues and I got to fix me. I got to make me happy and get me right. And I got to work on you and you're draining me. Man, my essence is going to be, I'm going to walk away and work on me.
That's my point. Like, I guess that's why I kind of took, not offense, but was like,
okay,
really,
yeah, What did you think of this?
I think it's the wrong type of message for women that you have to be in a toxic relationship in order to get, I guess, the happily ever after.
Sure.
You can get the happily ever after without the toxicity. I just don't like that message of this is what you have to do to get your happily ever after.
I'm not sure if that's what he was trying to say, but I feel you 100%. I think he was just saying we need more women who are willing to take on the challenge. And to all
to
those
take
who
on
do,
the challenge of going through all that, because it sounds like it wasn't one thing.
No, it wasn't. It was jail Gucci. It was drug Gucci.
It was multiple
cheating Gucci.
Overtime. I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I'm a change. It's like I'm just playing.
But he did.
I'm sorry. I'm a change. It's like I'm just playing.
He finally did.
Yeah.
So it did happen. It's possible. I just can't stick around for the 200 I'm sorry's. I got a 3-strike rule. You out. And I might be a 1-strike, depending on what that big old strike is. You know? Yeah. what I mean?
I think that's why I was like, this is such a turn-off message.
Yeah, I get it. And well, now, in all fairness, deliverer of the message was probably a smoking weed Snoop Dogg, a cheating Girls Gone Wild Snoop Dogg, murder was a case that they gave me Snoop Dogg, gangbanging Snoop Dogg. I'm with a label where my manager is in jail for committing murder. I mean, so he had a lot going on too. In all fairness, he put his wife through a lot to finally get to this place of putting her first. He probably saw a lot of himself in Gucci Mane, and that's probably why he was willing to hand clap. So it's his story.
Justification for, see, what I did wasn't bad.
That's what he was saying. I'm not the only one. Because he wasn't.
Yeah, but it don't make it right.
Okay, how did Gucci Mane meet this girl? Wasn't he in jail?
He saw her in a magazine while he was in jail, and so when he got out and he did his one of music his videos video. He had his manager reach out, call to schedule for her to be in his video.
So what I'm hearing is he had baggage, he objectified her, and she still said okay daddy. She was okay with it. It's not right to think that all women should, but if somebody says I agree with you. Let's go back to that for a second. Snoop Dogg saying that there should be more women like it. Well, heck, there should be more men that actually want to do right and appreciate women out here that are good. How you going to want a good girl and you over here still being a bad boy?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, why would a good girl deserve to be thrown in that type of environment? Exactly. I do agree with you 100%. I do want to give credit to that woman and the women like her. If you are willing to stand by your man through thick and thin, like, I mean, you really testing out them vows before them vows happen, she can say them vows confidently because she's already been there through better or worse. I'm the type of chick that will say the vows, but I ain't expecting the worst.
That's
no,
not true.
I know, not I true. Would. I would. I really would. But I'm just saying, don't test that theory, bro, is what I'm saying. I'm with you for the worst. Just know that I am. Why we got to test that?
It depends on the worst.
Right.
And I think it depends on
the worst. Is like if your boss fire you, I'm here, boo. But
if it's intentional things that are done, they know what hurt you, that you're not okay with.
What I want to know is for the Gucci Mane, whether you have Gucci Mane, whether you have money or not, or the Snoop Dogs, whether you have money or not, just the men out there that have so much going in the wrong way, what do you really think of these women in the midst of your trials and tribulation when you're at the club publicly with these women?
They're not going nowhere.
I mean, but that doesn't sound like when you say it, and I know that's what you meant, it don't sound like that's a good thing. That sounds like you're doing time. Like, you ain't going nowhere. You're in this jail cell. I know where you at. Literally feeling like a caged bird, and I know where you at. I locked you in the cage. I'm gonna go do this. I'm gonna be right back. That's how it sounds and feels.
I think some of it is the expectation of, well, you said you're a rider, so let me do what I want to do, and when I'm ready.
Do we have conversations that I'm a rider? Like, I need to know. How did you know I was a rider?
If you noticed. Now, and I don't know, but I would think.
You met me from a shallow place.
I think from, you know, let me try these waters. Let me do this. Ooh, I got away with that. Let me do that. Ooh, I got away with that. Let me do that. And just, and I don't know, maybe it doesn't get progressively worse. Maybe you just, you know, rip that Band-Aid off. See if she stay. I don't know.
You know what I heard?
What?
You know how you said she ain't going nowhere? Because I didn't hear broke Gucci. I didn't hear broke Gucci. So clearly he was still making money and had good money while in jail and going through all that.
And she used his connections to build her business.
Oh yeah, now baby girl got on. Baby girl got a cosmetic line. I did see that.
And a fitness line.
And a fitness line. So she's got her own money. So,
but her clientele is his connections.
So she is a trap cage bird.
At least currently, until, because her brand is tied to him.
She ain't got a Kylie Jenner brand. Mm-hmm. She ain't making Kylie money. Yeah. No. Okay. Well, okay. We got drug Gucci. We got jail Gucci. All these Gucci bags, right? Literally got Gucci bags worth of damage, right? Now he's rehab. Now he's well. Now he's a good dude. Now he's the man that he is meant to be. I don't want to marry you. I want so-and-so over there. I want to start all over. I want to lead that life behind me. And unfortunately, you were connected to it because you were in it. You see me at my worst. I don't want to be with somebody who see me at my low. I want somebody to be with me when I'm at my high. You gotta go. Bye-bye.
We wouldn't be having this conversation because I'd have been gone long before he got to rehab Gucci.
You said just one Gucci.
When we went through the first trial and tribulation and he learned from that, bye-bye.
You said get your severance package and then bye-bye.
I'm not a glutton for punishment. That's just not me. So it's one thing to be there and support someone that's going through something. It's another thing, at least in my viewpoint, to be with someone who doesn't respect you.
Well, okay, it fine. Is disrespect. No,
who
you know
doesn't
what?
Show it.
You're disrespecting me in public. I got it. Yep.
So sorry. If you don't care about me and my feelings and perfectly content to be selfish, I'm perfectly content to be selfish. I will take care of me. And taking care of me means removing myself from a toxic environment.
Yeah, literally. Listen, so I already said that I ain't dealing with none of this for $12 million. So I'm gonna take this from the standpoint of Jay-Z's money. Okay? For $1 billion and you leave me, I'm catching a case. That's just straight up. I'm not leaving. Ring the alarm! I'm not leaving lightly. I'm pulling a full crazy Beyonce, all those crazy songs. You ain't leaving me, and I done put my time in for you to go with this new girl who don't even know what it's like to struggle with you. Oh no, she can either take one of the other rooms and we can be one big happy family. I can do that for $1 billion. Seriously, you're gonna have to drag out. I'm coming back. I don't care how many restraining orders you give me. You can give me 12, tell me 10,000 feet. I'm coming back to the house every time. I'm gonna have 6 mugshots because then I'm broke out of jail and I'm coming back to your house every time. It's not over. It's not over. What you mean we broke up? You better I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. I'm not going nowhere.
So money.
Yes.
No money.
$1 billion.
But no money.
$1 billion.
No, listen.
For no money, I'm not doing none of that.
No money. You have stuck around.
No. Back up. So for $1 billion, you know what I'm going to do. For brokenness, what am I doing?
Infidelity. Jail.
Keep going.
All
the Gucci bags. You know how I'm not even going to look at Gucci bags the same no more. Not that I could afford Gucci bags, but if I do go to the Gucci store, I'm going to be like, you know what? Let me walk out. Let me go and get the Fendi bags. Let me go get that Louis. I like Louis.
I don't like Gucci
no more. I don't like Gucci bags no more. But okay, so all the baggage.
Yes.
Broke. No.
But you stayed.
No, we and can now... be friends.
See, and that's the thing.
I don't mind being your friend. Yes. I don't even mind being your friend and saying, hey, bruh, you got to shape up. You got to do better.
Yeah, I guess that's why I get it. You don't want to...
I can have broke
you
friends.
You know, you don't want to leave because, you
who
know...
Who don't want to leave?
No, like, you know, you care about this person.
Some of the girl?
You don't want to leave. Yes.
Okay. The other people. The strong people. Ones who take the challenge. Yes.
You don't want to leave because, you know... They need love, support, whatever. Why can't you be their friend? Why do you have to?
Why can't I date someone with no problems and still be your friend? Yeah. And honestly, my man is not even gonna worry about you.
Exactly, because clearly I don't want you.
Right. And just to be clear, it's not even about. Well, for $1 billion, it is all about the money. But just to be clear. But I'm saying when you broke, it's not about the money, obviously, because you ain't got it. But what I'm saying is when you're broke, that is the bag. That's the bag. I can deal with a broke man. I can't deal with a broke man who's going to disrespect me. You can't sit on my couch, eat my cereal, and then shit in mine. All in one day. You can't do it. You need to be the best house husband. You know, you need to be the best. You know, I'm trying to get my life guy out there. You need to be treating me nice, so, running my bath water. You need to be doing all those good things.
But,
and I can overlook the broke if you're trying to get better. I can upgrade you. We can work on that. I can work with you when you broke, but that's got to be the only bag.
But why?
That is your bag.
So why?
What you mean? Because broke's not a cool quality. Did that answer the question?
Why do you feel that way? Do you
wait for agree? What?
No,
because like... I was raised to try to. I was raised to have a job. Go ahead, I'm gonna take it seriously.
Like, why aren't you ride or die?
I am a ride or die. Listen, I never said I wanted a bad boy. I never said I wanted a challenge boy. I never said none of that. I can be a ride or die with a good guy who's got no bags. I am a rider. Why I got to be worried? Wait, first of all, listen how that sounds. No, I'm gonna break it down. Get the visual. We riding. What we riding in? No, just hear me out. Throw something at me. What we riding in?
What you riding?
Just go with the flow. What's the first thing that pop in your head?
A terrain.
Okay. How many bags we got?
Three bags? That's too many. Bags.
That is. I mean, terrain's got enough country. Terrain's got enough trunk space. You but do. Okay. You know what? I hate you. You can't participate. Oh wait, am I dealing with a rich dude or a broke dude?
No, you dealing with a normal dude.
Okay, so a normal dude. So normal dudes probably got a Kia, right?
Okay.
A tiny Kia. I can't try to smush those bags and ride comfortably in the car. We're gonna crash. And if we crash,
Kia's not that small. How big these bags? You fit.
They big, dude. They're big. Big enough. Big enough. They got bodies in them because they got girls.
Okay.
So big enough to have bodies in them. So you got three big body bags.
Okay.
In this tiny Kia. Go for the tiny Kia. We ain't going for the big Kia. Okay. Because you're missing the point. I was hoping you were saying hoopty or a motorcycle or something. Yachty. I can't throw these bags in that car. But you went with the big car. Whatever. For this visual, I can't fit these bags in the car and ride comfortably. If you keep stacking the car with bags and we crash, we gonna die. Because all these bags plus the impact, it ain't gonna work. The point I'm trying to make is, how am I gonna be a rider and I'm juggling your bags in the car? Like, that don't even sound right. To me, the ideal rider is someone who is willing to ride with you and be your GPS. You're the driver. I'm helping you focus on getting to your destination. We gonna ride through this journey cross country together. And it's about the journey. That is the rider in me. That's what you get.
But they hit
and
bumps.
When we get to the destination, we can hit some pebbles.
But as you hit bumps, I gotta collect the bag.
No. Listen, as a rider, if I see a big old rock in the road or I see a car that's about to stop, I'm gonna say, babe, swerve, right? And you gonna swerve.
But
that's the type of rider I am. I am your
swerve.
Guide.
But he didn't listen.
No.
I heard you say
then,
swerve.
Then I'm not your rider. I'm not comfortable on this ride. I need to try to get to my destination with you together as safely as possible. I'm not saying it ain't gonna be rainy days on this ride. I'm cool with that. I can do a little rain. I'm natural. I can get my hair wet, right? Plus, we're wearing helmets. Or are we in the car?
Y'all wearing
just
a helmet
close
in
the sunroof,
car?
Right?
Okay. You gotta wear a helmet in the car? Okay.
Well, you know I'm slow, so yeah. But nonetheless, I'm willing to take that. I'm willing to help you dodge cars. I'm willing to sit in traffic with you. As long as we are together coordinating and on the same mindset to get to the same destination. We are not on the same mindset. We are not in unison when I'm telling you to swerve and miss this rock and you hit it dead on. Now I flipped over car and I got to deal with that. No, I'm not trying to crash this car with the baggage in the back. No, I'm not trying to crash this car. No, not happening.
Fair enough.
I mean, you ruined the visual. It's supposed to be like a Miata or a motorcycle or something, but
I don't like small cars.
Nonetheless, that's as good as I can get with it. I'm okay for the journey, but me and you got to be on the same mental and we have to say we're not trying to purposely crash this vehicle we riding in together.
So you ain't for the unhealthy relationship?
No, I'm not built for that.
Me neither.
I'm not saying I haven't seen it or don't know the signs of what it looks like. I'm very clear. That's why I'm gonna leave quickly unless you got $1 billion, because I feel like with $1 billion I can fix my problem.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad.
You know what? First of all, with $1 billion, we ain't even got to be driving. Somebody's going to be driving us to our destination. We going to make it because that G6 is going to get us there. I just need that pilot because you ain't driving the car. You're not riding the plane. Whoever, that money is going to tell that pilot and driver, get us there safely.
So you ride with the money?
I'm riding with the money.
Okay. So you're not riding with the person who making the money.
I am. He's sitting right beside me in the seat right next to me. What's the problem?
With all his baggage.
The G6 has underbelly that loads up multiple bags. So we can do that. Your yacht can fit 25 bags. Whatever the yacht say. That's the limit. Whatever the yacht limit, that's my limit.
You gonna store bags on the yacht, store a little bit of bags on the plane, in the car. You just gonna spread them out?
Yeah, I'm gonna toss them. And when I get a chance and he ain't looking, I'm gonna toss them overboard. I'm gonna try to fix it. But I mean, I'm just saying I'm willing to deal with it. Like, go play. Bye. Go with her. Leave me a card. Bye. I will wear that side chick 80%, 20% shirt proudly then. But no, I mean, I'm not built that way. I respect women who do. Men, to these beautiful unicorns out here that are doing it for free. please respect that angel. You know, you need to really know what it's worth to have a woman that said, I'm gonna deal with all your baggage for free. That's cray cray in my mind, but she's a beautiful unicorn. I won't let you call her cray cray. She cray cray to me, but to you, that's a beautiful angel. And treat her like that. Like, that's the worst thing you can do. It's already bad enough you got these problems and then you treat them bad for free. Bruh, no, ain't happening. It's got to be a large dollar sign.
$1 billion
is my price tag. But if you have more than $1 billion, then Jay-Z kick rocks. I will go to the highest bidder.
I can't with you.
I'm just saying. Love is love. You know, love is love.
I just don't. To me, that's not love.
Oh, it's not. Listen, to be clear, men shouldn't be treating women any kind of way and feeling like it's okay. It's already bad enough that we got books written by gorgeous men talking about control the dog in you. It's already bad enough that it's this culture. And I know when we had Dr. Debbie on, she was saying that it's in men to be this way. It's already bad enough. You were born with baggage, bro. And you're going to add extra on top of it. If you got to deal with this dog in you, then that's it.
That's true.
Again, one bag. Like, you can't keep coming to the table and saying you
want. It depends on the type of baggage. If it's baggage that isn't hurtful,
Here's why I have the right to be shallow while you getting your thoughts together, right? I'm just going to say it.
No, it's just not hurtful.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Oh, sorry. You finish your thoughts. Sorry.
That's it.
I just want to make sure I didn't interrupt you. But here's the thing. Here's how I look at it. I'm allowed to be as shallow as I want to because I know if the shoe was on the other foot, whether I have money or broke, women can't get away. We're not allowed to have that many baggages.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I can't have that many Gucci bags and you stay with me.
How come we don't see rider men? We always see rider women.
Yes, we do have rider men, and his name is Stedman. Shout out to Stedman.
The fact that you can
listen, one. You don't even get to go on trips with me, bro. When I take my bestie and you gotta stay in the pool house. Stedman is a rider. I don't care what you say.
So you get one. Name another one. And does anyone give Stedman his
props? I give him all the credits.
Okay, you. Does anyone else?
You know what? A lot of people, because they know his name. Real talk. If this was a woman's boy toy, do we really know their names? Stedman. We know her name. His name.
See?
We know his name. His name. What I'm saying is he's the number one.
Anybody else?
Everybody else. Let me think. Give me 2 seconds.
I guarantee you can name a whole bunch of rider women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All day long.
Exactly.
All day long. No, but listen.
They make movies about rider men who stick with they women through infidelity, through all this stuff. No. Why the women gotta be the riders?
I mean, wait, do they have to stay or do they have to have hung around for a long time?
No, they gotta stay.
Oh, okay, because I was gonna say Madonna could have some riders if she wanted to.
Yeah, stay.
At one time, Jay got money, but Beyonce could get it.
What do you mean?
If Jay-Z wasn't with Beyonce, whoever is going to be with Beyonce is a rider. I don't know who that dude's name is, but every man in America would be Beyonce's rider.
But she'd have to do stuff to make them want to be a rider.
Make them feel little.
But does she?
Leave you at the house because I got to hit this tour.
But she don't. She takes Jay-Z everywhere.
That's because he moves different. He ain't even got to rap no more. He just got to own record labels. He just got to, you know.
She take him everywhere and she make it known that she missed
part of her money is her being entertainer. Don't nobody care if he entertained. Now, he can go in the booth and spit, but don't nobody really want to watch Jay-Z, you know, perform. He got a lot of free time. He got a lot of free time.
Don't he perform at most all her shows now?
All her shows. Who we watching for? Her. I'm just being real. I'm not saying Jay-Z can't give a good performance. I could care less to watch him physically perform. You can spit in the booth. I can buy your CD and you ain't got to go on tour. I'm not going to cry if Jay-Z put out 12 more albums and never went on one tour.
But you'll cry if Beyonce don't go on tour?
I'm not going to cry for her either. Don't kill me, Beehive. But over her versus him, yeah, I would cry. I don't cry like but that over still, that. Yeah.
She ain't built like that either. Like, she ain't gonna treat.
No, she's not, because she's a good person. She's
but
a
I
good
get what person. You say with Oprah. Yeah, she do treat him wrong.
Stedman, that's all I need. Okay, so I couldn't figure it out. But Stedman, all you need is one. All you need is one. Whatever. All you need is one.
Then fine. We need to change the narrative. We need all men to be a Stedman.
Listen, he is the prototype. He is the prototype. He needs to write a book. He needs to do seminars. Dude needs to do seminars because there are some billion-dollar women out here
that need a Stedman.
Yeah. Yes.
You want a Stedman?
I don't feel worthy of a Stedman right now.
You ain't got
I don't
$1 million?
Have Oprah's money. But if you subscribe and I get like a billion follows, me and you can have a Stedman.
Are you going to replace tech support?
I mean, tech support would be AKA Stedman, and he would be okay with that.
You got to change him into a Frederick.
Okay, he can be Frederick. He can be Frederick. Legit Frederick.
He'll get upgraded from tech support to Frederick.
Yeah, he would be okay with it. I mean, heck, I will be Frederick if he got Oprah money. Like, to be clear, I'm equal in this household.
Fine.
Whoever make the money, the other person got to stay in the pool house. Just so we're clear.
And come out only when called?
Yeah, for sure. I do think money plays into this narrative. You know what I'm saying? I think...
But there are women who do it for free.
Yeah, and you're the beautiful unicorns. I mean, she got a deal out of it. She's got... I'm not saying she didn't have her heart in it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying not in their situation. And I can sit here and lie to you, to your face, and say I'm in it for love
now,
and still be in it for the money and the glory. I'm saying it's a bonus to have the money and the glory.
So, but now
yes,
that he's all reformed and loving.
Clean Gucci.
And, you know, love,
Gucci down.
Commitment, and showering you with all things he should have.
Being a real man.
Does it mean more having gone through all that you went through than if it was given from day one?
You talking about the man or the woman?
For you. So you went through all that.
So you're saying as her, if I was Keisha Kaur.
Yes.
I'm still playing with money though, right?
12 million.
I'm not doing this for 12 million.
Okay, but you did. You held it down. He's reformed. He married you. He's loving. He's committed.
I'm
he's
still
doing
using
all
the
things.
I'm still using the Jay-Z narrative, but keep going.
He's still doing. Now he's doing all the things that he was supposed to do from the very beginning. You getting all that now.
I'm feeling like I'm on the pedestal that I was supposed to be on the whole time.
Yes. Does it mean more now going through all that you went through?
Yes.
Than if you were given from the very beginning.
The only thing that would have changed is what I call you when you're not around. If you were treating me right from the get-go, it was, he's my king, he's my number one, I would do anything for him, that's my dude, that's my partner in crime, all these accolades. When you are away, that's that Negro that don't treat me right, I can't stand his ass. I mean, like, I'm throwing the book at you with what I'm calling you. That's the only thing that's to change. Because when you're around, with Jay-Z's money, I'm gonna still treat you good. But when my mama come around, and she's like, why are you taking all this? I'm gonna be right there with, I don't know why I'm taking this ish with him too, mama. I mean, he get on my last nerves. I'm gonna talk about you behind your back. I'm 100%. I'm just saying, I'm gonna be a rider with conditions.
Rider with conditions.
I'm going to scratch up your bags. I'm going to toss bags overboard when I get the chance. I am going to call you all kind of names when you ain't around. I'm going to key your car, the vehicle that we ride in, I'm keying it. You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be so many conditions. Like, you're going to have insurance with me when we're riding in that car together. I need, matter of fact, that is an accurate analogy. Because I don't feel safe in this vehicle with you, with all these bags, I need some type of insurance. Like, I'm going to always have the insurance with you while I'm riding with you. If you are treating me right, the right way, I might be frogging safe, throw the insurance out the window. Why? We don't need insurance. I feel safe in this car with you. We ain't got a lot of baggage. We could. I got you. We gonna stay focused on the road. We gonna put the cell phones down. We're gonna leave all the distractions and we're gonna focus. But if I'm riding in an unsafe vehicle with an unsafe driver with a whole bunch of bags, please let me know there's insurance, aka what she got, makeup line and clothing line, what she got, all that. Because when you leave me, I've already at least sold enough product to secure my future. I need insurance.
Fair enough.
There's got to be conditions with this.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Stedman ain't out here living for free. Like, for instance, he's a highly successful man. I really don't know what his profession is. I'm gonna Google that while we're talking. But he's a highly successful man. He got his own. But I guarantee you, if Oprah slip up with that common law in play, he gonna get one of them houses. He said, you can give me the smallest one on the lot, I'm still good. I earned it. I mean, I'm sure he's got insurance, but he ain't gotta worry about it because she a good woman. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
Watch out for that bestie, because she probably hate all your stuff. I'm just kidding, Gail. She don't. Don't kill me, Oprah. She don't know we out here anyway, so it don't matter.
Exactly.
I'm acting like Oprah listening. But wouldn't that be dope, though? Somebody please let Oprah listen. We love you. All right, so what's the moral?
I ain't riding.
That's, you know what? Moral. I'm allow it. I got, you know what? I gotta think of something just as short and sweet because I like that. Say that again.
I ain't riding.
Say that sweetly.
Sweetly. Uh-huh. I ain't riding.
Say it, gangster.
I ain't riding.
Say it like Michelle Obama would.
I would not be riding in that vehicle
with you. She always put a little hood on it. With you.
With you.
Just a little hood on it. Hang on, I gotta look up Stedman's worth.
It don't make a difference. It ain't Oprah's worth.
True, true that, true that. You know what? It don't even say what he do. It says he's a businessman.
Exactly.
This man don't quit his job. He says he's an educator to all the people who want to be a writer. He's an author. He is a motivational speaker for anybody who want to be a writer. And he is a podcaster for anybody who want to get on-air tips. Exactly. About being a writer. Go ahead, Stedman. And he is trademark TM behind Stedman Graham's name.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
He's a brand. How you know what? Oprah?
Hey, Snoop Dogg, put a picture of him and Oprah up and say all that you said.
Exactly.
Put all that up. Let's celebrate Stedman.
That's the moral.
That's the moral. That's my moral.
That's moral.
Snoop Dogg, I know you ain't listening, but real black love is Oprah and Stedman. How about not Gucci Man and Keisha K.O.R.
How about you put that underneath his Instagram post?
You dare me?
I do. I double dare you. I triple.
You know what? You know what I'm gonna do? I swear on everything, but I'm gonna tag badass besties. Is that all right?
Go ahead.
I'm gonna put my statement on the comment, and I'm tagging Oprah and Stedman. If Stedman got an Instagram. It didn't say on here that he do.
Triple dog dare you.
I'ma do it.
Go ahead.
I'ma do it. I'ma do it. For real. For real. Bet.
I'll hold you to it.
Okay, no worries. Go ahead. All right, so we're moving on, right?
Okay.
Okay, so we're moving on to petty word of the day. Yes. You ready?
I'm ready.
Ready for the petty?
Yes.
We've been good. We've been really petty today. I love it. I miss this.
Really?
It's like giggly petty. I love it. I love giggly petty.
I can't with you.
Okay, so petty word of the day is where we go diving in a dictionary to find, for me, the biggest word on earth. You just adjectives.
My word's a verb today, thank you.
Hey, get it. But we learn these pretty new words and we want to teach it to you. You know, we're all for petty and higher learning. And the only way to do it is have petty sentences.
Hmm? Why can't be higher learning than petty?
For me, it's petty than higher learning. For you, it's higher learning than petty. You know, that's why I'm your yin, you're my yang, you right? But so we're going to learn these words and to teach you, we're going to put it in petty sentences. So with that being said, Miss Glam?
So my word is weedle.
What?
It's weedle.
I thought you said little. I don't know what you said. I'm like, what?
Weedle.
Weedle.
Weedle. It's weedle.
Does it mean little?
No, it's a verb.
It sounded like you were saying like, and this little weedle piggy went to market.
Weedle. Weedle.
Got it.
To influence or entice by soft words or flattery. Mo Hazel tried to wheedle soft cookies out of tech support, but tech support wasn't having it.
Aww. Bum, bum, bum.
Have you ever gotten your soft cookies?
I have.
Okay.
Yes.
How long did it take?
A while. Touche. Well, listen, I got a word for you. I geeked out, and I don't even geek out over this stuff, but I geeked out over this word. I didn't even know it existed, and somebody made it a word. This word.
It's not a real
You know
word.
How we're looking for words to describe us? This should be one of them words to describe you.
Really?
Potterphile.
Really?
Potterphile. It's a noun. A person who loves the Harry Potter books and films. I can't make this up.
I've heard that word before.
What? Well, here's my petty sentence. There are many things I find cool about Miss Glam. However, being a potterphile is not one of them.
I'm okay with that sentence. That's not petty to me.
That is.
No, it's not.
Because you really ain't cool.
I'm very cool. It ain't my fault that you don't understand Harry Potter. That's
by
your
the way,
loss.
By the way, if you like
That's
Harry Potter.
Your loss.
Hang on. I got to clean this up.
Because
to all the Potter world people.
All you just did
you
was
just
signify
need to
that
be...
I'm cooler than you.
Yeah, you just need to be a fan of the show for Miss Glam. Don't worry about me. You can send me hate mail all day. Just subscribe. but Potter file.
Yeah.
That should be a word to describe you. You are a big Potterhead.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
That's what's up.
I embrace all things Harry Potter.
How much do you like Harry Potter?
What do you mean, how much do I like it?
Is he a book boyfriend?
No.
Oh, I was going to see if he could get away with baggages. Hey, can your phase get away with baggage?
They do come with baggage. However.
It's make-believe baggage.
No, they come with baggage, but the way they work it out, most of my books are written by women. So
they know what kind of baggage you'll deal with.
Exactly.
I got
and
you.
The line, they never cross that line.
And there's all kinds of potential.
Yes.
I got you. I see where this is going. I got it.
Yes. Okay. And the way they come through and transform, you just can't. You so see. Like they're that bad boy, but really not the bad boy. It's
right.
more of an act.
They fronting.
Yes.
Yeah. I got you. No worries. Well, that's the show, you guys. I have nothing else intelligent to say. Not that I said anything intelligent. I kept it straight. I don't even know how to describe it.
Maybe
shallow.
Yeah, you were very shallow.
Very shallow. For $1 billion, you would be shallow too. Come on. You know it. All right, Miss Glam, do you have anything left to say?
Until next time.
And we are out.